Los Angeles elected a new mayor in June after a campaign that attracted national attention largely because of a candidate who didn't win. Antonio Villaraigosa appeared poised to become the first Latino mayor of L.A. in 130 years, a possibility rich in symbolism for a city that once belonged to Mexico and is now on the verge of returning to a majority Latino population. But while Villaraigosa's candidacy was generating excitement, his opponent, James Hahn, was quietly putting together an odd bedfellows coalition of the city's conservative middle-class whites and inner-city blacks. These are two voting blocks that separately and in turn have elected mayors here for the last 30 years.
We were running a bipolar campaign that had a headquarters in the Crenshaw community, which are predominantly African-American, and headquarters, main headquarters in the San Fernando Valley.
Now the Valley, cradle of the Valley Girl and mall culture, is changing, but it has long signified white suburban L.A. And the lanky former surfer Jim Hahn, low-key to the point of being labeled bland by critics, would seem to fit right in. In fact, though, Jim Hahn's roots in Los Angeles go back three generations to South Central.
You know, I was very comfortable in this neighborhood, and I think people sensed that I was very comfortable, something that made it very easy to campaign all across Los Angeles. More than one time, somebody came up to me and says, you know, you don't look, you know, like you're nervous being here. I said, well, I'm home.
We are, at this moment, on Jim Hahn's old block. 5 weeks into his term, Mayor Hahn has agreed to take us on a small tour of the neighborhood.
This is the house that I lived in from 1959 to about 1980. And when we moved into this neighborhood, it looks very much like it does today. You know, well-manicured lawns, people take care of their homes. Lived right across the street from Big Baptist Church that had a little gymnasium that was able to play basketball in, and was able to walk to school. And it's the kind of neighborhood I think that everybody wants to grow up in.
In the past, though, not everyone. When blacks began to move in during the 1950s, most whites here fled, not the Hahn family. By then, Jim Hahn's father, Kenneth Hahn, had been elected county supervisor. He was the child of immigrant parents whose widowed mother had raised seven sons while on relief. The elder Hahn remembered what it was like to be struggling and embraced his newly arrived constituents. And for an unprecedented 40 years, Ken Hahn was elected and re-elected by the voters of South Central.
We're at Manchester and Main Street in South Central Los Angeles at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. It's a great combination if you've never had it before, fried chicken and waffles. You wonder why they weren't always served together.
Roscoe's is one of the many local hangouts that Jimmy Hahn used to go to with his father, meeting and greeting constituents.
You know, he was a legend here in Los Angeles, but the rest of California didn't know him as well. But I think it was always surprising to people who, especially you'd have national politicians or something come through Los Angeles to meet the black community, and they found out that the person that they needed to meet to know the black community was this white guy named Kenny Hahn. And there was a special relationship between the African-American community and my dad, but I never saw anybody who was as loved as my dad was.
By all accounts, the affection and respect was mutual. In 1961, Ken Hahn was the only elected official in Los Angeles to be there at the airport welcoming Martin Luther King Jr. on his first trip to the city. And day to day, Ken Hahn was out on the streets, often with young Jimmy Hahn in tow.
As a kid, you know, on Saturdays, what I remember was he used to put on his old clothes and drive his own car around the district. We used to call it touring the district. And he was not just checking for potholes, but he would check on his road projects to see how they were doing. And he'd stop at the park and talk to the kids in the pool. He'd stop at the barbershop and talk to the people who were in the chairs. He got a real feel for his district that way. He wanted to make sure that the county government was doing his job, too. So if a sprinkler head was broken at the park, you know, he'd notice that and want it fixed. He wanted the best for his district, nothing but the best. How you doing?
We have just stopped at Art's Chili Dogs at the corner of Florence and Normandy, the crossroads now infamous as the flashpoint of L.A.'s 1992 riots. Jim Hahn has fonder memories. He used to be a regular at Art's while he attended Pepperdine University, then located down the street from here.
He didn't want any extraneous conversation. Tell me what you want on the hot dog to begin with. Don't tell me later.
Your dad used to come up here.
Yeah, I know.
Your dad used to come here is something Jim Hahn hears at least once a day, sometimes twice, as he moves around South Central. Not so in the rest of the city, where many people have arrived since the mayor's father retired in 1992. Ken Hahn died 4 years ago. But because of the trust that comes along with being a neighborhood boy and the son of Ken Hahn, Jim Hahn was able to put across his message here and the Valley. He was for more schools and services, but also tough on crime and pro-business.
But I was able to get, 80% of the Republican vote in my election for mayor and 80% of the African-American vote, which was, two pieces that people hadn't seen put together before. But that's what's great about Los Angeles is there's, an infinite number of combinations that you can put together to put together a winning coalition in the city of Los Angeles. It just happened to be a combination that I thought, would add up to an electoral majority. And, I won by 40,000 votes.
He noticed it too. Is
Hi.
That the mayor?
How you doing?
He'll be watching the news.
How you doing today?
Good. That's the mayor.
Inspecting restaurants today.
It was nice talking to you. Came to a good place.
The mayor's first run for office took place a few blocks from Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. At Daniel Freeman Elementary School, the young candidate, Jimmy Hahn, promised a handball court. Today, Daniel Freeman Elementary, like all of South Central, is as much Latino as black. And the San Fernando Valley is becoming a rainbow, Asian, Latino, and Anglo. Jim Hahn knows better than anybody what that means for him in the coming years as mayor.
My challenge is to deliver. And I think if people in the communities that are wondering whether or not I'm really going to be the mayor for them or not can see that changes are happening, that the communities are getting better, that services are being delivered that hadn't been delivered before, that this mayor really cares about what's going on in all the neighborhoods of Los Angeles, then I'll be able to be reelected. Obviously, if they don't see that kind of difference, then they'll be looking for somebody else. So the challenge is to make sure you do what you're supposed to do. And that's what I learned from my dad, is that you fix the potholes, you fix the sidewalks, you involve people in the community, and you make sure that everybody feels like they count for just as much as anybody else.
The new mayor of Los Angeles, Jim Hahn, on a visit with us to his old neighborhood.